afternoon.
Adam, you did it with your mouth full.
I did.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Here we are. Luck of the Irish. Kiss me, I'm Irish. I don't know.
Go Celtics.
I'm a drunk.
I'm the only genuinely Irish person here, you fucks.
Thank God for that.
Well, there is nothing
I have some Irish.
There's nothing Irish about the Red Sox other than that they're in Boston.
Yes.
It's the only thing, yeah.
Yep.
That makes them inherently.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah, because.
That's why I did it.
I couldn't. Yeah, there's no Irish people that wear Red Sox.
I don't know. Go Bruins? No. Like.
Bruins are a bear.
Yeah. Is that really what the Bruins are?
A Bruin is a like a fairy tale bear.
Yep. Oh, really?
No, I'm saying it's also not Irish. Like, yeah, what are they doing in that city?
I don't know.
A lot of beer.
A lot of racist things.
Probably right.
Drinking and yelling at.
What's Bill Burr's thing about Boston?
What do you mean? He's got a lot of things.
It's like a. Oh, God. He calls it a racist. No, well.
Well, no,
hey, Boston doesn't suck.
There's a lot of hidden racism. It's like a lot of like passive aggressive. You know, it's basically.
Racism light.
Yeah, it is the racist capital of the Northeast. You know what I mean? It's like it's surrounded by like the liberal sort of, you know, the New Yorks and the Connecticuts and everything.
He called it like a racist San Francisco or something.
That's basically what it is. Yeah, it's a racist San Francisco.
Something
I like that.
It. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
No, there is some just quietly racist stuff going on in Boston. Nothing
I love Boston, though.
No,
oh,
Boston.
I love Boston.
Boston's cool. Yeah. It is. You know, it is.
What's your deal
is.
With Boston, Nico?
I don't know. I lived there for a year. Not much to do, I found. Not much to do. And the people are not that great.
Okay.
If I'm being downright honest. Nothing against... They're very honest people. They're very, you know...
They're an honest people.
They're an honest people. They'll tell you what they're thinking. Generally speaking, I don't need to know what they're thinking, though. Like, you can keep those thoughts to yourself, all right?
What kind of thoughts were they sharing with you that were so bad?
Is it broadcastable?
No, it's okay. not broadcastable.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. I'm especially not a fan of Boston sports fans, though. I just don't like
them. Well, I don't blame you for that.
No, they are the worst sports fans in the world. It's all they got going for them. They have beer, they have Harvard, they have the Red Sox. The Sox, that's all they got. I don't know.
And
Sox I
also got rocked.
Yeah, I hate the accent, too. I hate the Boston accent. Can't stand it.
The worst.
Anyway. So now that we've called out the city of Boston for its racism.
It's okay. They're drunk this weekend. They won't hear this.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, though.
Oh! Yeah.
Which, okay. I find it weird that they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day a week early, even though St. Patrick's Day is on a Saturday.
I don't understand what you're saying.
St. Patrick's Day is the 17th, which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, it's not. No,
yes,
it's not.
It is.
It's Sunday.
Yes,
it is. Oh,
no, it's Saturday.
It is Saturday.
No, it's a Saturday.
Does it change every year?
Yeah.
It's always the 17th.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, no, but I'm seeing it on my calendar. Yeah, it is on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Right.
But so why are they doing all the parades and all the celebrating
today?
Yesterday.
Oh,
which
yesterday.
Which is the 10th.
Really? They did?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
They did the parade yesterday?
Yes.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Just have it on St. Patrick's Day.
I think they like to have a week.
To recover from their hangover?
And then they do it again?
That's the plan? Works?
I don't know. They just like to have a whole week. They like to party. It's their holiday.
You
know?
A lot of people Snapchats last night, but they were at Patty's Day parties.
Really?
Already? Yeah.
Mark Maron has a bit where he talks about how he doesn't understand Irish people because alcoholism is a disease, not a culture that should be celebrated. You know, not a tradition.
Yet, strangely, every culture says, oh, we can drink.
Oh, we,
That
they love that as a point of pride. It's like, you know, China's not like that.
I was speaking to my friend the other day. I swear to God, he says he's South Korean. And he goes, yeah, South Koreans, apparently they can drink, man. I'm like, what? Where did this stereotype come from?
But it's funny because it's always random drinks.
He's like, per capita, South Korean people drink more than anyone else. I'm like, is that true?
Because there's like five people in South Korea. That's what it is. Yeah.
But no, so it's like, so the Irish have whiskeys. Then the Germans and the Belgians have beer.
Right.
But then the Italians have wine.
But the French also have wine.
The French also have wine. Well, they have more champagne because fuck the French.
Yeah.
We the Italians have the true wine.
That's true. Yeah, it's the only stereotype that minorities will actively put on themselves.
Yeah,
it's like they start the whole stereotype of, oh yeah, the Germans, they could drink. It's like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, every Polish person I met, we can drink.
Oh, we can drink.
Russian guys, I can drink.
And they love looking down on Americans. Yeah, because they think Americans are pussies. That's ultimately what it is. And they think that because we're alcoholics.
Well, and the difference is Americans are just like, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get turnt, bitches.
Yeah, so like that's the thing. Like Germany has Oktoberfest, which is a celebration of beer and drinking beer.
Right.
Yeah. We have 4th of July where we blow shit up and get hammered.
Exactly.
Like that's...
That's pretty American.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Well, no, it is. But then everyone looks at him and be like, oh, they're getting drunk and literally lighting shit on fire.
But getting hammered does look the same all around the world, though, right? I mean, it's all just a bunch of belligerents.
Yeah, drunk is drunk is drunk. Like, it's not.
It's the only drug we all, like, universally celebrate.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, thank God for them North Koreans because they're probably not allowed to drink.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Here's the thing to me, though. Going into a bar is no different than going into a heroin den.
It's really not, though.
Have you been into a heroin?
No, I'm just saying, you go in,
Nobody's seen The Wire, all right? Close enough.
You go in and you pay the guy and you do your thing and you have a fun time. Then you go home.
Right.
It's the same.
And it's objectively
a
has
so
a
So are
bad...
coffee bars and restaurants.
No, but this
and like it's...
No, but this actively puts you like in a bad place medically, right? Like it's not good. Drinking for you is generally not good for your body.
Unless you're having like a glass of like red wine a day, that's not bad.
Which is what my grandfather swears by. It's like for him, it's like the cure to polio.
It's good for your heart.
Well, no, it is like medically
I know
sound.
They say that, but there's a lot of other things that are probably better. It's
they
like,
also did used to say
gym,
eggs were good,
Grandpa.
And then eggs were bad, and then egg whites were good, and then eggs were bad. So
I don't believe any studies. Science is a myth.
No, science. I 100%
like,
agree.
One year they're like, "Oh, chocolate
science is wrong.
Chocolate
sometimes.
Will kill you." And then they're like, "Oh, but chocolate cures cancer."
Right.
It's like, okay, well, which one is it?
Yeah, I know. It's like take a multivitamin. All right, rather than drinking the red wine, I guarantee you a multivitamin is better for your heart.
I'm glad you say that though, Nick, because I get a lot of people telling me my diet is terrible, which it is. But I mean, I don't care for similar reasons. It's just
well, and it's like Nico. Nico eats french fries, but he's semi-healthy.
I'm kicking.
Yeah.
I'm alive and kicking.
He's doing stuff.
I'm out there,
it makes
baby.
Me happy to eat shitty food, so I'm going to indulge while
Why
I can.
Why do other people care about other people's health?
I don't know.
Just back off.
No, yeah. They don't care. It's they want to brag about how good their health
yes.
is.
Yes.
That's
what
I don't
what
care
is.
How good your health
it's
is
like,
because you're not living.
Yeah. I'm on this new cleanse, bro. You got to try like, this new lemon cleanse.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're healthy? Have you dunked chocolate and gravy? I think not.
like, what good is health if you can't enjoy life?
Exactly.
That's the day that you can't dump chocolate into gravy.
That's
absolutely.
That's exactly my point. It just makes me happy to do this shitty shit to myself.
Like, I eat cheeseburgers, and I also went on an 11-hour hike.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's not me being healthy or unhealthy. That's just me
doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that thing about like the 105-year-old vegetarian.
But don't do heroin. Wait, I just want to quick.
Yeah, we want to go out. Yeah.
I don't do
illegal
drugs.
You were a little ambiguous before with your statements about the heroin den. Do not do heroin.
Bad.
Try it once. Just
don't try it.
Well, you know, even
when,
though
when
my life slogan.
When you're old.
When
yeah,
you're like
ahead,
really old. You know, give heroin a try.
My life slogan is, I'll try anything twice. I won't try heroin twice. That's all I'm going to say.
That is your life like slogan, though. That's your motto.
Yeah.
All right, that's decent advice. I feel like you're...
We're gonna put that on your gravestone. He tried everything twice, parentheses, except heroin.
Yeah.
Close parentheses.
Well, and death.
Right.
And death.
Well, true.
I mean, you're getting there. You're knocking on the door.
Although, if
ideas.
I do die once and get like brought back, I can say that.
Yes.
That is true, Nick. That is true. You want to try that out now?
Come on, small heart attack.
Yeah.
Let's go, small heart attack.
Not too big.
Let's bring him back.
Just a murmur. That's all we need is a little murmur.
Yeah.
I love a heart murmur. It's the most... There's nothing more threatening than just your heart going, That's what... It's like, maybe I'm not going to work today. Maybe I'm taking the day off.
Well, it's like, was it the Dimitri Martin joke where he goes, the people who name like Lazy Eye are bastards.
Right.
They might as well just name a heart attack. You have a shit heart.
Yeah.
That's, you have been diagnosed with chronic shit heart.
It's like, heart attack is like an act of terrorism. You know what I mean? Like, that is just right to the point, like, you're done. Yeah.
But then you get like the people who call them cardiac events.
Right. Yeah.
Everything's technically a cardiac event if it's the heart.
There's one.
Yeah. Like, do people's hearts ever like actually explode?
Yeah, like, sure, that happens all the time.
Like, I mean, they probably like blow a valve.
Well, that no,
like,
I mean,
instead of like an aneurysm,
I was a gasket.
So, instead of an aneurysm, we can call it a brain blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking go for it.
Sing hat.
Whoa.
That was a German thing, right? The Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
Well, it's also just
okay.
It was a type of attack.
It was a tactic used by Hitler.
Okay, yes. Got it. All right, so I was my joke was proper.
Relatively successful.
Was proper?
Tactic.
It was, your joke was proper?
Appropriate. Proper. What?
Huh? I didn't.
What
say
were you it. Saying before?
I didn't say anything.
You
before
were saying something before.
I said something about Blitzkrieg being an
no,
effective
before
attack.
Blitzkrieg. What were you saying?
About hearts exploding?
Yes, hearts exploding.
Yes, that's all I was saying. I was wondering if hearts actually, like, blow up in your chest.
Generally speaking, I think so.
Or did they just blow a valve? Because that makes sense. Like an artery blows up. Okay, that's fine. But your entire heart, like a water balloon?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like mine's if you get, like, enough, like, electrical current across it, it could blow up. Hey, Nick, I have the perfect experiment for you. It's perfect because we can run up to 2 trials.
Yeah.
Don't think of it as electrocution. Think of it as like shocky tickle time.
Shocky tickle time.
Just a little AC/DC action. That's all. You
There's
know?
Nothing Nick
Speaking
likes
of
more.
Bad
than...
names, Nico.
There's nothing Nick likes more than shocky tickle time.
Oh yeah. With my Uncle Phil. Oh. I used to love seeing Uncle Phil. I don't know what happened to him. I haven't seen him in a while. Mom said he went away.
Yeah.
Now every time I see him, he's wearing the same orange clothes.
It's always through glass.
Yeah, it's weird. I have to talk on a phone, but I don't call.
And he doesn't have nipples anymore. It's very...
Where did that
Wait
come
a minute,
from?
What
are you talking about?
Shocky tickle time, you know? There's weird things going on.
Are you saying he puts clamps on
That's
his nipples
exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Are you following my premise here, Zachary? Oh my, do I have to spell everything out
yes.
for you? Yes. Yes. Nick's creepy uncle put clamps on his nipples and burned them off. God. So slow sometimes, you people.
So happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. We're here. It's everyone's favorite holiday.
We're happy to be celebrating
it's
2 month
it's
documentary month.
It's okay.
With our brief hiatus for St. Patrick's
Day. March of the Documentaries.
No.
It is March of the Documentaries. It's gotta be.
It has already been titled as such.
Yes, it is March
What's
of the
Documentaries. What's your deal with March of the Documentaries? I don't mind.
It is a shit name.
He just fucked up. It's okay.
It's a
said last week on the podcast, 2 month documentary month with a brief hiatus for St. Patrick's Day.
Did you
I think
only
it's a perfect name.
Did you only come up with March of the Documentaries because of March of the Penguins?
Only reason.
That's
yes,
it. Okay.
I've been obsessed figures. With nature documentaries, so that's been on
nature
my
documentaries
mind
are amazing.
Yeah, I'm watching The Blue Planet.
He also has this really stupid idea for April that nobody else understands but him.
Oh, yeah, we should test this right now. Adam, in like a lion, out like a lamb. You heard that phrase before?
No.
You guys are so weird.
Told you, dude. You made this shit up.
No, April, they say, goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. You never heard that
the
phrase?
The fuck are you talking about?
No, that's a what? Thing. That's a phrase.
Well, no, he was like, oh, at the beginning, I want to watch a movie about a lion.
And then we're gonna
and
do...
then at the end, watch one about a lamb.
And you guys
like,
what the fuck
are you talking about?
I can't believe you never heard this before. This is like an elementary
no,
school
No, because you
thing.
Just made it up.
I did not make it up.
Yes, you
I
did.
I swear to God, unless my elementary school made it up. I don't
Where'd you go to elementary school?
I went to in Newington, Connecticut.
Well, there you go.
Well, sounds there
like,
you go.
Sounds like something that could only come from the fantasy land of Harwinton, Connecticut.
The made up land.
Also, a lot of lions and a lot of lambs out there.
Yes, quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few.
Ironically, the lambs chase the lions.
In Harwinton, they say, in like a lamb, out like a lion.
It snows in June.
In
Actually, I'm pretty sure you live in a snow globe.
Pollen's
I'm
at an all-time high in December.
Yeah.
I do pretty much live in the shimmer from Annihilation. I was thinking about it, and it's like, it's pretty much the same exact thing.
Oh,
exactly.
Is that it? Is it a snow
Have
globe?
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
No, but is it good?
Pretty yes. much so. Yeah, we saw and we did a podcast about it.
Yep. Was it good?
Yep. Yeah, I enjoyed it. You'd
That's
love it.
I was kind of on the fence. I'm like, that looks okay.
Now, you would kind of like it, Zach. Nick is, but you would be like theorizing about it and like dissecting it. You'd love that shit. So, yeah, you'd enjoy
it's sci- it. You don't like sci-fi generally, though.
No, I mean, I'm not against sci-fi. It's just not my go-to.
It's just not his thing. It's not his cup of tea.
Yeah, okay. You'd like Annihilation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You're definitely from the Shimmer, though.
No, yeah. No.
You're that weird bear creature with the skull. Oh my god, the bear is terrifying.
Okay, don't say anything.
The bear.
Oh, the bear scene is incredible.
Like Grizzly Man, like that kind of.
Worse.
Yes.
Wait, with Leo.
Worse than that.
Yes.
Way worse.
Yes.
Than the Revenant.
Yes. Way worse.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah. No rape going on, but.
It's good shit.
What
the fuck?
Someone's home.
Don't acknowledge the sound.
I can't help it.
Man, someone's such
home.
Someone's home.
Was that the garage door?
I think someone's leaving. Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't understand why anybody would want to take our podcasting advice with like just shit like that. Like, what's that loud sound in the background?
Oh, yesterday, hey, there's a kid going down the driveway.
What if there's someone like dying? Yesterday? Do we have to ignore the sound of someone screaming in pain?
No, we shouldn't. But the
yesterday,
I said last week.
I thought you said yesterday.
You said yesterday, but
I meant last week.
Yeah, yeah. No. We have such like short. We are the dogs from Up that are just like squirrel,
squirrel, squirrel.
Every time, oh, here's that sound again.
There it is.
My master has made me this color so that I may squirrel.
Hi there.
I love you.
I love Up.
Up was great. Up.
Why didn't Up make your list, by the way, of favorite movies?
Because I don't love Up.
You don't love Up?
I like Up.
He made this psycho
list. I don't know
list.
If I love Up.
No, Up
I mean,
is
Up is a good movie.
Up is very good, but the problem is the first 10 minutes are better than everything else in the movie. So
that's true. That is
definitely. Yeah,
yeah, that, yeah.
You reach your climax right there, and then it's like, eh, okay.
I think
and then
Up,
it's just a feel-good story.
I actually
like,
think
before
Up
there was like emotion.
Was meant to be a short.
Yeah, you think so?
I truly believe that. It was meant to be a short and it just got too long.
Yeah.
I think it would have been. I mean, like I said, I like Up. It's not a bad movie at all, but yeah, it's.
They could have revealed that at the end.
Yeah.
They actually could have held that.
Would have been much more effective to me.
Yeah, I think it would have been.
That fucking scene, though, man. Oh my God, it gets me every time. I've become a child again, just bawling. What are you looking at now?
I'm just looking.
We're staring. We're staring in space, both of us.
Okay.
Someone's changing one of the windows down
it's,
there.
If I don't, it sounds weird, but if I look at, like, you, Nico.
Yes.
The glare from the snow is hitting me in the eyes, but if I stare at the green patch of grass out there, I don't get the glare.
Would you like me to close the blinds?
You'd have to close both blinds.
It's got to be equal.
Oh, all
right, let's just podcast in the dark. How about that, kiddies?
This is moody. Well, now I'm in the mood.
Why is this
to talk about Leprechaun 2.
Yes, let's talk about it. It's our annual St. Patrick's Day tradition, which I immediately want to give up. I immediately regret this tradition. Leprechaun 2 from 1994, the sequel to the Jennifer Aniston vehicle. Leprechaun.
I don't like
vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't like when he does that.
Jeez. I don't like that you're saying from 1994. That just is weird.
It is older than, I believe, all of us.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we were all born in 1995.
Yes. Yep.
The year Kurt Cobain tragically passed away.
Mm. He didn't pass away. He blew his face off with a shotgun.
No, he didn't. He OD'd.
Took a shotgun, blew my head off. That's my remix to Polly. Anyway.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to play it again?
No, I don't want to play it again. Okay. I'm going to look up movies that came out in 1994.
Yes, let's.
You were rattling off a shit ton of them earlier.
Yes, I was.
Well, 1994 is considered one of like the banner years of cinema.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah,
year.
It's got. If you look at the Oscar nominees that year, and even the ones that like did
the
not
Lion
get
King came out in 94. I didn't know. Oh, that's
my
right.
Favorite animated movie of all time.
True Lies. Oh, I love True Lies.
True Lies is great.
The Mask. Okay.
Oh, I hate The Mask.
Yeah. Natural Born Killers, Dumb and Dumber,
great one.
Ace Ventura.
Love Ace Ventura.
The Crow, okay.
I like The Crow.
Ooh, Ed Wood.
Oh, Ed Wood's good.
Clerks.
Classic.
Love
that's good.
Clerks.
Quiz Show.
Great
I
one.
Show's
I,
actually
I love
like
quiz,
show.
I don't know
what
that
quiz, quiz show is about the game show scandals of the 1960s. When they like, there was a game show called 21 that they fixed to make sure this guy was like a 80-day champion or whatever, and he kept coming back, and it turned out it was right. And there were like court hearings and stuff afterward.
The Hudsucker Proxy.
Is it a doc?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So no. It's not. A
doc. No. Robert Redford directed actually.
Oh. Yeah.
Never mind.
No, it's good. Quiz Show's good.
There's some really fucking like I said, The Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, and Pulp Fiction.
Those are the big
three.
Yeah. The Hudsucker Proxy.
It's weird. You go back now.
You keep saying that. I don't know what that is.
It's Coen Brothers. It's weird. You go back and now you look at those big three that were all nominated for Best Picture, and it's like Forrest Gump's clearly the weakest of those three, right?
Yes.
It's like Shawshank and Pulp Fiction are by far and away more remembered and better.
I won't say more remembered.
Yeah,
I think they're equally, but they're better films.
I mean, Pulp Fiction is in every dude's dorm room across the country, yes, right? Yes. That same poster is hanging up everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like Shawshank is your grandfather's favorite movie.
Yeah. I love the Shawshank
movie. Oh, it's amazing. And it's on
cable. And then
cable
you get Forrest Gump, which is popular in my family because we have a cousin named Jenny.
Yeah.
So we always call her Jenna.
Forrest Gump has a restaurant, though.
True.
Like a restaurant
like
chain.
Like a restaurant chain.
Across the country. Where they tell you, where they do Forrest Gump facts.
This is an awesome year. I mean, the Santa Claus came out in 94.
Oh, yeah, I love the Santa Claus.
Wattat classic.
Yeah, there you go. Wes Craven's New Nightmare, which is the second best Nightmare on Elm Street film.
Oh, yeah, that one's pretty good.
Yeah, and then Leon the Professional.
I like Leon the Professional.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
Great Gary Oldman performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A weird-ass Gary Oldman. Oh, Gary Oldman's great.
Congrats to Gary Oldman. Tacoma's first Oscar.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. For Darkest Hour.
Hell yeah.
Keep going.
And Angels in the Outfield?
I hate that movie. I hate that movie more than you can ever know. But I have a weird thing with baseball movies. I hate, like, all baseball movies.
I don't...
I find it just... I love the Bad News Bears and Moneyball, and that's it. Okay. Those are the only baseball movies
I like. What about Field of Dreams, Nico?
I hate Field of Dreams!
How about Hot Shots?
I knew he was going to...
Fuck Hot Shots.
I knew he was going to say that.
I hate baseball, but The Natural, hate it.
Ooh, Little Rascals.
I have a theory right now.
Sandlot, hate it.
The Rookie.
The Rookie, hate it. Pride of the Yankees, hate it.
I have a theory about
this. A League of Their Own.
Hate it. Oh,
you
my
hate
God.
A League of Their Own?
Oh, there's no crying in baseball, but there's crying in the movie theater when fucking League of Their Own is on. I hate that movie.
How do you hate that movie? That's... Adam, do you like that movie?
Yes.
Nick, have you seen A League of Their Own?
Good Tom Hanks performance.
I hate baseball.
I don't blame you.
It doesn't
for that.
Answer my question.
Well, that's a stupid thing to say.
Baseball sucks. No, baseball. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. Very fun in person.
Yes.
Right, but that's how it's supposed to be viewed, is in person. That was the whole thing. It's America's pastime.
Watching it on TV is the most.
I
want to
blow my brains out with a
shotgun. I completely agree.
You guys are insane.
It sucks.
Playoff baseball, World Series, Game 7, when you're there's nothing more intense than with the pitchers winding up, getting ready in between pitches. It's like the most tense,
it's like
incredible human drama in the 45
minutes
world.
Of nothing happening.
Oh, it's incredible.
Between each throw.
No, baseball's the best, man.
No.
Oh, I love it.
What I like about baseball in person is that you're there with your friends, you're eating garbage.
Right.
And
drinking your beer.
Yeah, and
your $9 beer.
And you don't pay attention to the
Stella!
Game.
Here's the thing. You cannot pay attention to the game and then turn to the game and you're still pretty much caught up. Nothing has happened.
It's great.
That's the thing. But yeah, exactly. Being in person is wonderful.
No, see,
but...
I go to the games and I watch the games.
The only sport I actually like watching on TV is basketball.
Ooh.
I hate basketball.
Hate basketball. I like watching basketball.
It's my least favorite sport.
Yeah, it could be mine too. I fucking hate
everybody
basketball.
Settle down here. All right, settle down.
We're just talking shit about all of Nico's favorite sports.
Before I kick you all out of my house.
Who hates football?
I like watching
anybody
basketball.
Anybody hate football?
Yeah.
What? I don't hate football.
What I don't like about watching basketball in the stadium is that it's all a lot smaller than it looks on TV.
Yeah,
that bothers me.
Doesn't it always look lamer in person?
It looks lame.
Unless you're on the court.
Such a boring sport.
My dad had like the funniest comment because I have a friend who loves basketball more than anything, and he wasn't going to hang out with my younger brother that night. And for the reasons being, he needed to watch the All-Star game. And my dad just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's weird.
What was it, like 200 to 200?
Yeah, that's basically the score every year.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's the All-Star game, though. That's not even a real game.
I don't care.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's the same way with any other game.
No, I hate basketball.
It's so boring.
It's the stars, and it's the characters, and it's the style
of play. It's like celebrities playing a sport. That's what it feels like.
They're putting a hoop.
No, man, it's like it's the style of play.
They're putting
it's
a
like,
ball in a hoop.
It's like watching LeBron and Steph Curry. You got this young kid who's skinny and
I like
short.
The speed.
No one believed in him, and he learned how to shoot. And then you got LeBron, who's this prodigy.
I'd rather
the
watch
chosen
golf.
One.
No, what I no, like,
golf's amazing.
No, I would much rather watch golf.
Golf's incredible on TV.
Give me golf over
on TV.
No, I'd rather go and watch golf.
Me too.
Than sit and watch a basketball game.
By the way, Tiger's playing today. He's leading today.
I hate basketball.
No, I don't blame you. Basketball sucks.
Tiger Woods back. Let me
check.
It's
the worst sport.
Let me check. Explain.
Nothing on this earth beats curling, though. Literally nothing. We all love
curling.
No one's arguing with you there.
Okay.
All right. No one's disputing
there. Nick seems like he's got it.
How do you not like curling? It's fascinating.
It's retarded.
It's pretty riveting. It's actually a beautiful game. All the sweeping. It's so calm.
Two-thirds of the players don't need to be there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no, because they all throw the rocks.
Great.
Yeah, I've seen solo curling
before.
They
each get two rocks to throw.
I'm glad that they have their fun time throwing some rocks around.
Curling was made by the gods, man.
You know what I really love is in the Olympics, watching the team that lost just look so distressed afterwards.
Yeah.
About curling. That's what I
that
like.
That is funny.
Well, it's like when, was it Sweden who lost to
U.S.? The Swedes were pissed.
They were not happy. Listen, when U.S. got the five,
right.
They were pissed.
So the thing about curling, which is great, and no other sport does this, is that teams will forfeit if they're like basically out of it. Like basketball, if you're down by 30 in the fourth quarter, like you really should quit, but they don't do that.
Which is why it's another reason why it's fucking stupid.
Well, I mean, but that's every sport though. Football and, you know, the Patriots only quit the third quarter when they're
rarely
down
ever
25.
Like
sometimes
in football.
Be great, but they don't.
Sometimes in football.
Yeah.
I feel like it happens a lot in basketball.
It does happen a lot in basketball.
So there were two rounds left, and they were down by like six, the Swedes. So basically the game was over.
Yeah.
And they still kept going, and they were like screaming like the most horrifying Rocky villain you'd ever met. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
The Swedes take curling seriously.
And then when they actually realized they were just having fun with it.
Yeah, sure.
Doing spins while they were throwing.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Sweden. Oh, I hate Sweden so much.
Wait, were they being like dicks about
it? Yeah, then they got cute at the end. Like the guy was like doing like a little spin move to show off to the crowd. You know,
jerk.
Yeah, it was awful. As if he was like Michael Jordan or something. Like, get the fuck out of here. No one knows your name. You lost to these fat Americans from North Dakota.
Damn. Hey, the Swedes invented the girl with a dragon tattoo.
Fantastic mustaches, though.
Fantastic mustaches, not fantastic bodies, no. But neither here nor there.
Swedes.
They also had that, like, Fargo accent.
Yeah, they did.
All right, this.
How do you. So here's the thing.
You
like,
betcha.
You're married to this guy, right? And it's like, oh, my husband is an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
And then they meet him, and it's like, oh, you're Mario. Oh, the Olympic plumbing? Like,
Olympic plumbing. Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's an idea.
You know, most of the cities that they travel to for the Olympics could use some Olympic plumbing, though. Let's be honest here.
You know? Winter Olympics is the worst. Nobody watches that shit.
Awful
oh,
shit.
No, I prefer the...
I prefer the winter.
You guys are assholes.
Because the only thing I watch with the Summer Olympics is swimming, and that's pretty much it.
By the way, I had a theory.
Yeah, about it.
I have a theory about all this, okay?
Okay.
This whole discussion is only happening because Nico has nothing to say about Leprechaun 2.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, that's fine.
Accurate. We're on the same page. Does anybody have anything to say about Leprechaun 2?
Is it better or worse than the first one?
I don't remember the first one, so I can't tell you.
I mean, okay.
No, I'm saying worse.
There are two things we have to talk
about.
Because
the first one had
Jennifer Aniston. Which is a good argument.
There's definitely one thing we have to talk about.
It's a solid argument.
All right, let's talk about this.
There's definitely at least one or two things we have to talk about.
Yeah,
okay. There
are a few things.
Yes, right? Okay, sure. We got the nasty tongue.
Ooh!
And we got the exploding leprechaun.
Yeah.
Okay, the nasty tongue was almost more horrifying than the bear in Annihilation.
And the bear in Annihilation gave me nightmares for a week.
Yes.
The tongue in this was disgusting. We should set up, though, exactly what this is. Leprechaun 2, the sequel to the original Leprechaun, starring Jennifer Aniston.
The original.
The original.
The original,
not this
Jennifer
one.
Yeah, the original.
Yes.
Warwick Davis plays the leprechaun in both versions of the film. Now, first question, right off the bat, we debated about this a little bit when we were watching the thing. Same leprechaun or different leprechaun? What's going on here?
I'm saying completely different leprechaun.
Okay. Why?
Because in the first one, they said he was 600.
Mm.
But in this one, he's over 2,000. No, he is 2,000.
It can't just be like revisionist history.
No.
Is this a reboot?
No, because the first one happened. The leprechaun blew up with a four-leaf clover.
Yeah, but he crawled out of there, though, and he was okay.
He makes like that ghostly comment at the end, you know? As a spirit, so...
I mean, they both seem to be set in modern day.
Yes.
That, okay. All right. I feel that. Okay. All
right. So two separate leprechauns, right?
I mean, he could be lying about his age, too. I mean, that's... You never trust a leprechaun.
Well, no, but he said it in Ireland.
Okay.
A thousand years ago that he was turning 1,000.
But it's the exact same leprechaun, though.
He looks the same and sounds the same, but maybe all leprechauns look and sound the same, right?
No, that's like... Yeah.
Is that the idea
maybe
we're going for here?
Are all leprechauns sociopaths, like this one? They're all serial killers that go around...
Well, they're not, like, nice. Like, well, no, like, Irish myths and
people
lore,
are not nice.
No, Irish lore says that leprechauns are mean.
Right.
And, like, will kill you.
They will kill you?
Really? That's it?
Yeah,
there?
No, they're... Leprechauns are not...
I think they were meant to like scare children and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and back then they always scared children with "you'll die."
Yeah, it's so funny all of
the
these
Irish
fairy
and, like,
tales.
The Belgians, the Germans—they were always like, "Oh yeah, no, yeah, you're dead if this thing comes around."
Yeah.
So it'll be nice.
I love those myths that where you think about it later or you find out something about it in your adult life and you're terrified by the fact that you thought anything nice and warm about it. Like Ring Around the Rosie freaked me the fuck out when I figured out what it was actually about.
What is it about?
Isn't about like the Black Plague.
The Black Plague.
Oh, ashes, we all fall down.
Yeah, it's about killing people.
Well, so ring around the rosy is actually, I believe, one of the symptoms. It's like a round ring, a red ring that you get on your body.
Oh no.
Pockets full of posies.
You're supposed to like
you throw on.
Yeah,
it's like it's a remedy for it.
No, it's when they die.
Well, no, it's when they die. It's like you.
You know, you give the flower.
What's a posy? Oh, it's a flower.
It's a flower. Okay. It's like the
ashes. The ashes is they burn the bodies.
Yep.
And then we all fall down. They're dying.
Is this made up though?
No.
Nope.
Is this like in the, you know?
It's an old. That's
this is just an internet rumor. Or
no, I think that's just what it is.
No, I remember one of my.
We should say we're not experts in lore.
Anything.
I remember it was my eighth grade biology teacher who told us about that, and it freaked us all out. Yeah.
Or like London Bridge is falling down. That one means the London Bridge was falling down.
Yeah. No.
No way.
Yeah. Well, that was like during the war, right? That was like a World War One thing.
Yeah, the bridge went down.
Yeah.
Why would you make a song like that about that?
Hey,
we're all dying. It's real sad. It's real sad. Nick. It's real sad.
Nick, you and I went to the same elementary school. Did they not sing Linden Street is burning down?
No, they didn't.
Linden Street?
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
I believe you.
Yeah.
I still remember the Linden Street school anthem, or like our school song.
I remember like most of it.
I remember all of it.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure.
Here we go. The dark origins of 11 classic mystery rhymes.
Oh boy.
Ba Ba Black Sheep from 1731. Though most scholars agree that Ba Ba Black Sheep is about the Great Custom, a tax on wool that was introduced in 1275, its use of the color black and word master led some to wonder whether there was a racial message at its center. Its political correctness was called into question yet again. Oh, what is this weird site? In the mental floss. I know, that's weird.
Oh, mental floss?
Oh, mental floss.
I know, I like mental floss. Yeah, just getting a little clannish here. Get your tiki torches ready.
Clannish?
Was called into question yet again in the later part of the 20th century. With some schools banning it from repeated classrooms.
The fucking hamster.
I'm sorry, but I can't.
You want to kill him? You can kill him right now.
Do you have like a plastic bag or something? Like a sandwich bag?
This episode brought to you by PETA.
You can suffocate the hamster. I'm giving you permission. I don't want everybody quiet. Is he eating?
Oh, he can't perform under pressure, guys.
Can't. He's just beating the fucking cage.
Is he up?
No, he's up. I can hear him moving around.
Okay.
You can't slap the cage.
Don't bang the cage.
How would you like it if a man with big hands just hit your house?
I don't have big hands. I'm
just a man with big hands just comes up to your house. Just madam.
Jack and Jill.
Went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
All right, so Jack they thought it was an innocent poem, but
he died.
Its origins aren't as clean cut as you might have imagined. One of the most common theories surrounding the story's origin is it's about France. France's Louis the 13th.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because he was beheaded.
Or 16th, and his wife Marie Antoinette, who were both found guilty of treason and subsequently beheaded. The only problem is that those events occurred nearly 30 years after Jack and Jill was first written. But yeah, there's some weird things going on here. And obviously, it's got Ring Around the Rosy.
And like, Rain, Go Away. The old man died.
Yes, he did.
Have you heard of Old Mother Hubbard?
Yes.
To many, Old Mother Hubbard is not a mother at all, nor a woman. The poem is speculated to have been written as a mockery of Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, who refused to grant an annulment to Henry VIII so that he would marry Anne Boleyn. There we go.
Badass.
Are you messing around with the cord?
Okay.
I'm hearing weird feedback. Leprechaun. Okay. Nick, describe the plot of Leprechaun, please.
Leprechaun 2.
Yeah, Leprechaun 2.
Oh, boy.
As we all know from our Leprechaun lore.
You knew you weren't getting out of here on time.
You'll get to your date. Well, just fine.
1:30. 1:30. That's what I said. It's
like your date.
Fuck all of you.
With your lady! So, as we all know, every 1,000 years, leprechauns can have a leprechaun bride.
I didn't know that until I saw this movie, but...
Yeah, and...
It's also not real. I don't think that's...
Also, the movie...
Yeah, made up.
Yeah, the movie didn't know it until they wrote the script.
I thought it was...
That's when...
They're like, he's getting married. Oh, shit.
I thought this was a documentary. Why? This is documentary month, guys.
You're right.
So
with
we need
a brief hiatus for St. Patrick's Day.
I told you the name was more clear.
So we need a motivation for the leprechaun wedding. Let's come up with a random nursery rhyme to go with.
Every 1,000 years.
Yeah, exactly.
They now the woman has to sneeze 3 times, without anyone saying God bless you.
Yes.
And then she becomes his bride.
Right.
So the movie opens with the leprechaun having a slave, and he lets the slave know, you can leave as long as you help me get married.
It's a white slave, so it's progressive.
It's a white Irish slave.
Yes. Yeah, because the Irish have never had to deal with any shit before.
I'll tell you about the potato famine later. Great stuff.
Ooh, potato famine.
And
it's like St. Patrick wasn't even Irish.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I believe it.
No, he was... he was of Roman descent. He was living in England, and he was kidnapped by Irish pirates and brought back as a slave to Ireland. That's true. No, look it up.
That's awesome.
What a story.
He also didn't wear green. He wore purple.
I don't like that at all.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, everything you know is wrong.
All holidays have just been corrupted by, like, just us? Marketing.
I mean, holidays are pretty silly, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like no holiday is ever celebrating anything that good. I mean, the birth of Christ, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, even though that wasn't in the winter, but okay.
Jesus was overrated.
Let's not get into that conversation.
You're saying they kind of put him on a pedestal?
Just a little bit.
Is this your BuzzFeed thing piece that's coming out?
Well, according to you, the Bible is overrated.
Oh,
definitely. Definitely not the best book.
It's not!
I'm just saying.
It does not deserve to be number one.
As far as books go, I've read better.
Yeah, no, that's all I'm saying.
Lord of the Rings.
Although, you know what's really funny?
Yep.
It's the best-selling book in the world and the most stolen.
Yeah, yep. I would imagine.
It's the most stolen book in the world.
It's just because there's more copies. It's not even
Well, like people like take them from hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess so. It's weird they still keep Bibles in hotel rooms.
I went to a week or two ago. I had to go up to New Hampshire for a training session for the a company I'm going to start with soon. And they put me up in a hotel and just joking around. I'm like, I'm going to check this drawer. Holy shit, King James Bible.
All right. Yeah, every time.
Always.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in a hotel room without a Bible. No. I mean, they always keep them in there. It's weird what traditions are still with us and what aren't.
And like, aren't we like the only country that does that?
Yeah, I would
imagine. Like, England doesn't do that.
Nope.
Well, England is one of the most secular countries in the world. I mean, probably is the most secular country in the world. Yeah, they're very skeptical of the church. But yeah, no. It is. I mean, I hope that we... Because no one actually reads the Bible, but you got to leave it in there.
Grandma used to read the Bible.
Really? I'm not in life, but in the hotel room, I'm saying.
Oh, I'm the only one in my family, I think, who doesn't read the Bible, but that's because I've read so much of the Bible, so I just don't bother anymore. So.
Yeah.
The only like Bible reading I've ever had was during Mass.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the only thing you can flip through.
I've that or the Psalms book.
Right, it's like being on the toilet with
Although
a magazine.
Although Leviticus is a fun read.
Is it?
Because it's just insane. Yes.
I've done about 10 times in my life that thing where it's like, all right, I'm going to read the Bible today, and I'll start with Genesis and just try to get through cover to cover.
Well, like, that's the thing, too. You can't read it like a normal book.
Right. That's the problem. Yeah, you got to read it like an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just, all right, search
You got to figure out what you want to read then look it up.
How to deal with adultery, pay. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if they had sections like that. Yeah, the Bible, but reorganized based on your problems.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's the for dummies version.
Bible for dummies. I like
Bibles.
That.
I love calling it the
it's
Bibble.
It's the FDV Bible. They have just a glossary with all the terms you might need.
That'd be so convenient. Mm. Okay. He tells this slave man, you will be free as long as I get my bride. And lo and behold, the bride he wants is that man's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So the man basically is like, no. He says, God bless you to his daughter in the third sneeze. And the leprechaun curses him and says, in 1,000 years, I will take the hottest ancestor of yours. Or not ancestor. Is it
offspring?
Offspring.
It's the finest. I don't think he says hottest.
No, the finest.
I thought it was fairest.
Was it fairest or finest?
It was fairest, but I think
what he said was the best piece of ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No, but it's not offspring, actually. There's a word for opposite of ancestor.
No, he said offspring.
The heir?
He said offspring.
Yeah, he said whatever. Offspring.
Did he say?
He did.
The offspring sucks. Terrible band.
Not terrible.
No, skip 1,000 years later.
I like some of the offspring.
They're all the same, though. You only need to hear one song and you got it.
Yeah, you get the point.
Okay, so 1,000 years later, and lo and behold, there's a girl there, and she's not that good looking, but she is the, I guess, best looking.
Best they got.
But see, here's the funny part. You all think that she's uglier than the first chick?
No, I didn't.
She is the first chick.
Zach, I didn't take a stance one way or the other.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Nico said she...
I definitely said that the Nico... new girl is not as hot as the one from 1,000 years ago.
And Nick, can't talk today. You think said 100%.
Maybe it's just the fact that she was in Ireland that turned me on. Maybe it's just the foreign element of it.
I didn't say anything because I was like... It's the same girl.
Yeah, no, it was. I knew it
doesn't matter.
It was
like
it's
the same girl, guys.
Well, you also got to take into account the times, Zach. Yeah. They had less to choose from back then.
That's true. I was looking at it in context. I was looking 1,000 years ago. That's pretty hot. That's, now it's just like, you know, because I always
it's the Home Alone 4 thing all over again.
I try to put myself.
I don't
in
know
the
what
era.
You're talking about.
I try to put myself in the era, and I try to, you know, like, just think about it in terms of if I was in 1000 AD.
That's why when he watched 12 Years a Slave, he was not rooting for him. Because he's a bad person. Those whipping
that was
scenes.
Good. That was good, Nick. Bravo. But,
moving on.
Wow.
I was going to turn that into a Lupita Nyong'o joke, but we're not going to go there. We're going to stay away
from
that.
Oh, my God. I can literally think of the only scene you would parody.
No, it was not a rape joke.
I'm not talking about a rape joke.
Not a rape joke. Not a rape joke, for the record, everybody.
So 1,000 years later.
Anyway.
1,000 years later, and...
Indiana Jones has a whip.
He also has a gun.
Strangely, the main character...
Are we just going back and forth like this? I can do this shit all day.
He has a hat.
He does have a hat. You know who else has a hat?
Who?
Freddy Krueger.
That's true.
He has a hat.
You know what we're not going to do? This game. We're not going to do this right now.
Claw hands.
What?
Wolverine.
Indiana Jones has a satchel, too? We forgot about
he
the satchel.
He does have a satchel.
It's bad temper.
It's not a purse.
You know who else has a satchel?
Who?
Zach Galifianakis, his character from Hangover. I can't remember his name.
The fuck are we doing?
I like this game.
You know who else has a hangover? Charlie Sheen.
What a useless talent, Zach.
I didn't say it's a talent. I just like this game.
All right, let's try this again, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Indiana Jones has a whip.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't...
Has a robe. Now.
Michael Fassbender has a whip from 12 Years a Slave. So there you go. There's another one.
There, we circled back. Okay, now we can continue.
Go ahead.
God.
That was super annoying. That's all. We just lost like 50 listeners.
Yeah, I dropped off right about the point that you guys did that stupid game.
That was the worst bit I've ever. How much have we talked about Leprechaun today? At all?
Like 10 minutes, not even.
No, okay, barely.
I don't get the Leprechaun movies, and here's why I don't get them.
Okay.
They're not that funny. They're not that horrifying. So for horror comedies, I mean, these are, I don't know how they've made 8 of them.
Is it trying to be like a horror comedy in the way that like, what's a good horror? I mean, like the way that like Get Out is trying to be a horror comedy?
No, Get Out is genuinely horrifying and also funny. But this is like schlocky shit. But it's not like clever schlocky shit. I mean, like, Zombievers at least had fun with its premise.
Yeah.
Yes. Leprechaun, maybe it's a 90s thing. This was, like, all
it almost sort of takes
like
itself
that.
Seriously.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I mean, there are recognizable faces in these movies. I'm not saying that they're stars or anything, but, like, you know, Jennifer Aniston was in the first one. Warwick Davis is, I know...
In most of them.
I mean, he's
not in, like, the last two or something like that.
How many are there?
7.
Yeah, but they've also made like
there are a lot
of reboots and shit.
We'll be doing this for a while.
What the fuck?
We'll be set for the next.
Oh God,
8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. And also, you know what it is? I don't find Warwick Davis to be entertaining in them, and I think that's my problem. He seems to be having fun, but I'm not that entertained by his character.
You're not having fun with him?
No, I'm not. I just find him kind of annoying and stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He does do some pretty fucked up things in this one, though, I will say.
Sure.
Horror movies are always bad if they have a budget of more than like $1,000.
Yeah,
because then they're trying to do too many things.
It's just be. I want you to have $1,000 budget and make a horror film.
Yeah, figure it out.
That's more rare than you think. They don't.
I'm exaggerating.
I know.
Yes. No, but I, no, you're right,
I'm being
though.
Hyperbolic.
No, sometimes it's like, yeah, you need a genius.
Ooh, Mr. Fancy Words over here.
Do you have your word of the day calendar on hand? Can I see what you get? Yeah.
He's got a plethora of
words. Was yesterday's conspicuous? Please use it in a sentence. I don't know how much these movies were getting in terms of a budget, but I don't know. A lot of effort was put towards these things, and they see. I mean, this script was just horrendous. It's like they did. It wasn't that funny. They didn't even try all that much. Like there were a couple, like, you know, funny Irish jokes, but beyond that, like, come on, man.
Now, here a couple things. One, no reason to actually do this 1,000-year thing. No reason to actually have it be her, other than the leprechaun being like, "I want her."
Right.
Like, they could have just done that. It would have been easy.
Yeah, he could have just started peeping on some random.
He could have just
girlfriend.
Been like, she's my bride. I'm deciding right now.
Yeah.
Like that, it would have been done, right?
Yeah.
Also, you'd think with all of that exposition leading up to her being, you know, forced to be his bride, you'd think she would be a more important character.
You would, yeah. Not. But also, she's a woman in horror movies.
Right. So she's just the damsel in distress.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the actual lead is just some young boy who's a dipshit.
Pretty much.
And he has a crazy, wacky, greedy, drunk uncle who I love.
So that's Morty. And Morty is, I think we can
His
all
name
agree.
Was Rick, by the way, the young character.
Oh, and he, okay, good joke there.
Ha! Yeah,
I said it during the movie.
Right. No, we all thought it.
Yes. Right, go get some sauce at McDonald's.
Isn't that funny that we could only think of Rick and Morty? Just that name alone. That's
he kind of looked like him, though, in a way.
Quick Rick and Morty conversation, real quick, because why not take another detour in this fucked up podcast?
Sure.
I watched my first episode of Rick and Morty last night. Actually, my first two
Which
episodes.
Which one did you watch?
I watched the first two episodes.
Yeah, but what are the plots of them? I don't think I've watched them in order.
The first one was The Seeds.
Yes, the first one was The Seeds Up His Ass. And then the second one was The Dream with the Freddy Krueger ripoff. And like the dream, Inception, basically. Dream
I don't think I've seen either of those, actually. Of the ones I've seen, I don't think I've seen those two.
All right.
Yeah, so yes, a friend of mine introduced me to that yesterday and was like, oh, you're going to find this so stupid and
so
funny.
So which friend are you not talking to anymore?
Mike Costantini and I are on bad terms. We're never speaking again. He's like, yo, you gotta watch this show. And I was very
still
annoyed.
Introducing people to Rick and Morty like 3 years later.
Yeah.
We are so out of touch with what the nerds
God
like.
God bless him, though.
Yeah, he's the worst. But no, but I've hated Rick and Morty without having seen it. For the last like 5 years, and it's just because the way that nerds obsess about it really annoys me.
I like the show, but again, fandom kills everything.
It does. It's unbelievable.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the show, but I'm not gonna. I'll tell people if I like a joke happens, and I'm like, hey, this was in Rick and Morty. Really? Yeah, exactly. No, don't worry about it. Like, it's not.
So
I don't care if people haven't seen it.
Yeah. As you, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
No, and it's incredibly stupid. Like, we have to admit this is a stupid cartoon for adults.
Yeah.
You know, this is not even South Park level. This is not The Simpsons. This is, you know, this is Family Guy on a good day. But Michael's brother is, like, telling me about all, like, the conspiracy theories, all, like, the fan theories going on with, like, oh, that's actually, like, a different version of Rick that you're seeing now. The evil Rick died in a portal, like, in season two. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, get out of here.
Who cares?
He's reading fan theories online. It's like, dude, what are you doing on a Saturday night?
Even I say that's too far. Like, chill.
I know. Yeah. It's ridiculous. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So Morty in Leprechaun 2, I think we can all agree, is the star of the film. Like,
oh,
he steals every scene he's in as the drunk uncle who only wants a quick buck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. What happens to Morty ultimately in this film?
They actually end up trapping the leprechaun in a safe made of wrought iron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wrought iron?
Because wrought iron is the...
It burns him. It's the only thing that can stop him.
For some reason.
And
even though in the first one it was a four-leaf clover, but okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Drunk Morty traps Babyface Rick in the closet. And I don't remember the kid's name.
Cody.
Cody? Cody.
He would be a Cody.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Trapped in the closet. Trapped him in the closet. And
there's midgets in this one, too. Yeah.
There are.
Many.
Bridget!
God.
It's still like the best line ever.
That's cruel.
It's very cruel.
So he traps him in the closet and he tells the leprechaun, I want my three wishes. I want your pot of gold. Mm-hmm. And leprechaun says, okay. And so he puts the pot of gold inside of his stomach. And he's just... he's bloated on the ground.
I like
a pot of gold shaped stomach just sitting out.
Yeah, I like the idea though that it's not the gold, it's the gold and the cauldron that he put in this dude's stomach.
Is that what he wished for? The pot, just the whole pot of gold.
He wished for the pot of gold, so he gave him the gold and the pot. Okay. Yeah.
So obviously that does not end well for old Morty over there. His greed got the better of him, and ultimately the leprechaun was let out of the safe. On his own volition, he tore up the poor dude's stomach and didn't get to keep the gold at the end of the day. Morty, we should mention also, is running a failed death tour, Hollywood death tour, in through the streets of Los Angeles.
Good idea, bad execution.
Kill yourself.
Thanks. For
oh my god,
appreciate that.
Oh my god.
He's genuinely happy about himself. Look at the face. Look at the face.
I really hope you have a heart murmur now. I really do.
I really hope you get chronic shit art.
Chronic shit art.
Oh god.
Chronic shart for short.
Adam, don't slam your mic on the table.
Don't slam the table, bro. So anyway, yeah, that's a failed death tour that he runs that business with Cody. Obviously, the uncle's a pretty bad influence on the young lad.
On the young lad?
Yeah. Bridget is, no, not, I'm thinking, I'm thinking of a different girl that has sex with little people. what is the name of the girl in this one?
It might be Bridget, actually.
Is it Bridget?
I'm pretty sure it's Bridget, yeah.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it is Bridget. Hold okay. Up. Yeah, all right. That sounds about right. Yeah, I think it is Bridget. Yes, Bridget gets kidnapped by the leprechaun 1,000 years later.
How do I not have internet access? I'm Nick to the computer that has internet access.
This Wi-Fi has been shit in the bed lately. We also have
leprechaun. Yeah, it's Bridget.
That's funny.
Absurd. Bridget is kidnapped by a midget.
That's hysterical.
How poetic.
I know. R. Kelly would think so. No one else in the world does. So, yeah, she is kidnapped by the leprechaun, who brings her back to his lair. That is like a
fantastic lair.
I think it's a pretty good lair. Yeah.
It's a rape dungeon. It's a rape dungeon.
Except for that 1,000 years when there was no rape.
Yeah, nothing going on there where he had no action whatsoever.
Underneath Harry Houdini's house. Mind you.
Yes. No, it was under the tree.
Okay.
On his property.
Yeah. But
it's a rape dungeon, guys. Come on.
Houdini put it there for a reason.
Yes, and he turned it into a madhouse. That's what's going on there. Lots of weird turns and
did
shapes
you just try to
don't...
give Harry Houdini a catchphrase?
Harry Houdini have a catchphrase?
No, we didn't.
Yeah. I think it was, hi, I'm Harry Houdini.
Yeah. It was lock me up. Ta-da.
Throw
there
away
we go.
The key.
Yeah. Not madhouse.
Nothing better than that. The joke about the sex move called the Houdini. You ever heard that one?
Oh yeah, that's rape.
Yes, that's absolutely
the where they sub in. Rape. Yeah, no, that's horrible. That's
you it. Just tag out.
Yeah, that's not.
And then it's
funny
like you go
all.
To the window. And like pick it and like wave until she notices you. Like it's fucked up.
That's not really funny at all. No. Internet people, stop it! Internet, my god. So
what's the Chris Angel?
Oh, god.
Let's make this right now.
It's when you cut yourself.
Is it like levitation?
I don't know.
It's got to be levitation.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. It probably exists.
Summoning Satan, you know, just like it's the Exorcist. That's what it is.
He puts a quarter through her.
And then like he a magician, just you no, go but, down there. Whoop! Found a quarter. He's like, "Can you stop? Can you just finger me?"
No.
Stop fucking around.
Before he puts his dick in, he just goes, "Are you ready?"
Mind freak.
Good. There it is. There it is.
I hate Chris Angel so much.
I like David Blaine. David Blaine's cool.
Do you like David Blaine?
I like David Blaine.
I kind of hate all those guys.
I feel bad for magicians because like the pinnacle of their career is you have a month in Vegas.
Right.
And Vegas is the worst city on the face of the planet, I think.
That's so, it's so weird, though, the context of all of that.
But
it's,
then there's people who, like Penn and Teller who have been in Vegas for, like, what, 15
years? Yeah, no, that have probably made a great living. I know, but that is the peak,
that's the point.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be a singer, like, you might have a beach house in Malibu. And
that's where washed-up singers go for a month.
Right.
It's like, you're nothing until you get...
If you are a Vegas singer, you're a joke. If you're a Vegas magician, you are the biggest star in the world.
But that's because being a magician is a joke.
Right. I love magic.
That's part of the issue.
I love magic.
I love magic. Don't get me wrong. But, like, if that's your career, I mean... Like, the fact that Jeff Dunham is still around and not in Vegas, just stuck doing his fucking ventriloquist shit...
He's not in Vegas anymore, Jeff Dunham? I'm pretty sure he has a Vegas residency.
Oh, he probably does, but he goes on tour and shit, I'm saying. Like,
Yeah, no, it's...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'd love to... Maybe I wouldn't love to go to Vegas. I mean, I would love Vegas, but in terms of, like, the performers and shows and stuff, like, would you want to go to, like, the Britney Spears show?
It's a sad city. It's sad.
I would go just to see Penn and Teller.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love...
And then I'd go home.
I'm obsessed with Penn and Teller.
I love Penn and Teller.
Penn Jillette is, like, my favorite person. Like, there's...
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. He's the best.
You know they won't let him in the Magic Castle?
Yes.
They won't let either of them join the Magic Castle.
Not. Why not?
Because one of the
assholes.
They're assholes, and one of their things is they like to tell people exactly how a trick is done.
Oh.
Right.
The Magic Castle is like, no.
Mm. Yeah,
no.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and then Penn and Teller, like, you're kind of missing the whole point of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're the best. I mean, do you watch their...
Fool Us?
Yeah, Fool Us.
Yes.
It's a good show.
Really That's where good. I first
they
saw
kinda
his,
take him
his
at face value.
Thing.
They kind of take him at face value. They're like, here's how you did it. And they're like, no. And they're like, okay, you win.
It's like, yeah. Well, that's the point.
Yeah, you want to explain it a little bit more? Show your work?
That's funny.
Anyway. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the licking scene.
Okay.
All right.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
He doesn't kiss her, though.
No.
He licks her.
This is one of the most horrifying things I've seen in a horror movie in a very long time. Old Warwick sticks his tongue out. The tongue is spliced,
it's
like...
forked.
It's a forked
tongue. Forked.
Bifurcated.
Bifurcated, yes. Yeah. Little lizard man-ish here.
It's gray.
It's gray. It's very gray. And he begins...
And the worst part is it looks dry.
How did that sound?
Not good.
The tongue
Thank
looks...
Thank God you didn't have to hear it.
Yeah.
The tongue looks dry.
Yes.
But then it's not.
It's definitely not.
Very not.
The string of saliva.
I don't do well with this stuff.
That begins coating this poor girl's face is... It's beyond terrifying. It's like... It's scarring is what it is. It is a scar... It is Antichrist level, Serbian film level scarring. And it's all, it was like real too. It was like, oh my God.
It's real. It's shot very plainly too. Like, there's no, it's not like dark or moody or anything like that. It's just like, I'm going to lick you and then saliva. It's fucking disgusting.
Horrifying. The most horrifying shot of the movie. Other than that though, like the leprechaun just does his stupid shit like he always does.
Yeah.
Just,
that's about it.
You know, getting drunk and ripping people's gold teeth out and messing with homeless men.
Getting
and
a go-kart, painting
it. Rip the guy's whole finger off just to get the ring.
What an asshole.
Could have just asked for the ring.
I know.
He
I mean,
put
he
somebody's
wanted to
head
give it
in
to
a
you,
lawnmower.
Still,
that's true.
He did indeed do that. That's definitely true.
That's pretty gross. He tricked a man into thinking that he was gonna like kiss this girl's like boobs.
Mm.
And in reality, it was like a spinning fan with blades and his face just...
Yeah, the leprechaun gets new magical powers every movie, it seems like.
Well, and it's also new weaknesses. That's what I kind of like about it. It's just never consistent.
Yeah. I believe the word is convenient.
I mean, I didn't know he had telekinesis before. I didn't know that he could make things fly. I don't know if that was a thing in the last one.
I think it might have been.
I mean, I just feel like he just beat people up in the last one.
Meh.
You know what? You're right, though. I definitely did like the first one better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one. I'm thinking back to it with the tricycle and when he's going around terrorizing the town and everything. It's like, Jennifer Aniston. And
you know how with sequels, they always try to get bigger?
Right.
What if they just made a sequel where they try to get smaller?
No, I know.
Has that ever happened?
Adam would know if that has happened.
Let's just get smaller each movie.
Well, I suppose... 10 Cloverfield Lane is smaller.
That's actually a good example,
sequel,
but not
well.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean,
if we had to pick, though, kind
of.
That's about as close
wasn't
as
we're
going
to get. Movie basically just something that wasn't going to be made?
No.
So here's what I heard.
None of them were going
to. So here's what it was a movie that was supposed to be a good movie, but for some reason it wasn't going to get made. So in order for them to get the funding for it.
Oh, yeah, they had to connect it.
They basically
it
just
to,
connected
yeah.
it to the Cloverfield
They retconned it into, right.
Which is fine.
Yes, it works in that one. I'll tell you what it doesn't work in, though. Paradox. The Cloverfield Paradox.
But great marketing team.
Great that was fantastic.
Marketing team.
Brilliant.
That was, yeah.
It's like, all right, we have genius. A piece of shit movie that's not going to make any money. Let's turn it into the biggest thing on Super Bowl Sunday.
On Netflix.
Oh, and my release God. It when the game's done.
Incredible, because everybody's looking for something to watch afterwards. Yeah. No one's watching This Is Us. Let's go on Netflix right now and watch Clover. Like, I guarantee, like, that used to be the thing, is you would stick around for whatever the network was airing afterwards. Now it's like, yeah, let's just pop on Netflix. New yeah. Cloverfield movie out there.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's horrible. Oh my God, that movie's bad. It is, first of all, it's like a shitty space movie as is, right? And then they add like two monster scenes in there, and it's like, all right, even you've done even worse here. This is awful.
It's amazing how good Netflix shows can be, shows and movies can be, but then it's amazing how shitty they can be.
I think they have
do you like have a clip glow. Pinched on your yes. thumb right now.
I think okay. they have more misses, honestly.
Well, no,
I think
they do
have way
yeah,
more
no, they
misses.
Do. But like
cast a wide net, Adam.
Like Glow, but it's getting a sequel.
Glow? The show Glow?
No, the
Netflix show.
Glow.
Bright?
Bright.
Oh, they're doing Bright again?
Yeah.
Oh, Bright's the worst.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but like
I didn't even watch it. It just looked dumb.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Glow. Is that the Alison Brie one?
Yeah, Alison Brie. That one's supposed to be pretty good.
I haven't seen it yet.
What is the best? We were actually talking about this last week. What is the best Netflix show? Like, what's the best thing Netflix has ever done?
Television
Stranger
show?
Things. Stranger Things.
It's Stranger
Things. It's Stranger Things.
But see, now like what is that things. Saying now? What is that actually saying?
I mean, you know my
I like
Stranger
Things. I mean,
I like that they brought back Mystery Science Theater.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
They have done a lot of things. They've actually brought back a lot of things
yeah.
that were good. That's fair.
But Netflix, like, original content is what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, Stranger Things is...
Well, I
think
I
that's
like,
the best
I think
one.
It has to be, and that's what's awful about it, right?
I think the other one that sort of everyone doesn't really realize is Netflix now is Arrested Development.
Yeah, they did.
Because
I heard
it wasn't, and then they picked it up and did like three more seasons of it. And now
no, they only
it
did
again.
One season. I heard, and I heard the new season was horrible. Oh. I actually heard that was like, the worst season
I mean,
they did.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was really popular at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, Orange, there's some Orange good... is the New Black is popular.
Yeah.
Really fell off.
It. Yeah, I agree.
Really fell
then there
off.
Then when Daredevil came out, the first season.
Yeah, that whole...
That was good, and then they ruined it by adding
so
12,000 other
that.
Ones.
Oh,
that
my
whole
God.
Series, though, of the Defenders is probably the most successful, I would say. Yeah. Like, most watched.
I bet you more people watch Stranger Things.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I don't know, because I mean I feel like they get the double up kind of.
Yeah.
I cannot watch Stranger Things.
I don't like it.
I can't do it.
People like Narcos.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean,
people liked Ozark.
Yeah, my dad watched Ozark.
Yeah.
But Ozark is just Breaking Bad karaoke. I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what all these shows are, though. It's like, all right, Stranger Things is just doing '80s cinema again.
I like my Mindhunter. Mindhunter's good, but
Mindhunter's fine. It's again, that's just Fincher. It's just doing his thing again. It's like I don't know. It is preying on because Netflix isn't actually in the movie or television business. They're in the technology business.
Yeah.
So what they're hoping that you do is recognize something that you enjoyed in your childhood, recognize something that you're nostalgic for, and it's like, oh, we have more of the same that you've been craving.
Black
you know?
Mirror.
Black Mirror, yes, okay. Black Mirror is the best thing they've done.
Netflix's recommendation is horrible. It's not good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they changed, I think, the algorithm a couple years ago to, like, skew towards their originals.
Yeah. Their algorithms are bad.
Yeah.
I actually... have a extremely, extremely, extremely difficult time finding what I want to watch.
See, but with me, I know what I want
to
watch.
That's the thing. That's what I found worked better is for me to Google search what's on Netflix this month.
Right. Give me some good recommendations.
Yeah. And just find something and go
I mean,
search
I
it.
Don't think it helps that I will watch The Office 3 times a year.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it more times than there are seasons of it.
I don't know how that's possible. Like,
I'm halfway through it again, and this is my 10th time.
Stop. You can stop.
It's my favorite show ever.
There are movies that I've seen well over 100 times.
No, we know that,
dude.
Shut up. We know that, you crazies.
Adam, you're out of your element.
Like, the fact that you haven't seen Jaws once, and I've seen it, like, at least 200 times is...
By the way, happy 20th anniversary to Big Lebowski.
Ah,
20th anniversary was last week or something.
Oh, okay. Cool. Happy anniversary, Big Lebowski.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's wrap this up the true American way.
How?
An explosion.
Yes, yeah. The leprechaun exploded at the end of the movie. And there was no little, like, tacked-on scene where it's like, oh, maybe the leprechaun lives.
Like, no, he's dead. He blew up. They stuck an iron rod in him, and he just blew up.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It was like the ending of Halloween 2.
I literally think they took, like, some swash.
It was like the ending of Halloween 2.
That's a really inside joke.
Okay.
Adam Minutia, everybody. Adam Minutia.
Okay.
I'm just excited for the 2018 Halloween coming out soon by Danny McBride. I'm so excited.
McBride?
This is going to be weird.
Wait, what? Like the Danny McBride?
Danny McBride is wrote...
the creepy one.
Halloween. Danny McBride,
the creepy one.
The fat
he's
one
not
with
that
the
creepy.
He
is kind of creepy.
Creepiest person in Hollywood.
But like the one who was like in like This Is the End and shit.
Yes, the guy who eats everyone
he's
at the end.
He's bound and down.
Yeah, he wrote the newest Halloween film, and the guy who directed Pineapple Express and Vice Principals is making it with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah,
back.
Jamie Lee Curtis is back.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
What? Is it a reboot or a continuation?
I think it's another one of those. It's disregarding all the sequels, and it's just a sequel to the original Halloween.
So So Jamie Lee Curtis will be playing her character from Halloween.
But Jamie Lee Curtis has come back for like three other Halloween.
Yeah,
movies.
But they've done this like three times. The Halloween series is a fascinating one to talk about just by how inconsistent it is. But it's kind of like Halloween H2O all over again.
Oh, okay.
So
there's a movie called Halloween H2O.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my god.
It's good though. That one's good, but most of them suck ass.
Let me make sure I don't have any notes that I wanted to bring up for this podcast.
Did you write down any notes?
I wrote down a couple things, and nothing. Okay. Leprechaun 2, there it is.
It wasn't good.
No, not very good. I wouldn't
recommend this one. I'm
hoping
In the Hood will be better.
Yeah, well, we're 6 years away from that one.
Oh, shit.
No, we're 2 years away.
Is In the Hood
it's the
that...
fourth one.
What's three? Just Leprechaun 3?
Leprechaun 3.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, hell no. Not none of that?
Nope.
Okay.
I have it. Hold on.
Let's see the
it
list.
It is...
Let's see what we have to look forward to for our eighth year of
films. I've got it.
Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3. Oh, no. 4 is In Space, In the Hood, Back to the Hood, and Origins.
There's no inside. Which one is In Space? 4?
4.
So 3 is just 3.
Yes.
So they don't get... 3. So I think by the time they make 4, they're like, we're stupid. Why are we doing this? Let's just be stupid.
Oh,
Leprechaun 2 was the last one to get a theatrical release.
Oh, that got a theatrical release?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. So after 3 didn't get a theatrical release, they were like, fuck it.
No, after 2.
No, because 2 did, right?
Yes.
So 3 didn't.
Yes.
So after 3 didn't, they said, let's put him in space.
Yeah. Right?
That's what that's basically what happened.
That's what they do.
I have a feeling
when a series is dying, they're like, okay, let's do the exact same shit, but now in space.
I have
three. This next one we watch, Nico, is going to be the most painful, and then it's going to get better.
You think so?
I do, because I think they're going to stop caring.
Did they care during this one?
I think it is. I think it's that weird era between when Nightmare was horror and when it was. Kind of funny.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
I think
right now we're in that weird... Was it one movie where it was like kind of funny and kind of horror, and then they just went to try to be funny?
No, that's more Evil Dead, because Evil Dead, the first one's straight up horror, the second one kind of teeters on horror comedy, and then the third one is just straight up comedy, like slapstick comedy. Whereas like Nightmare on Elm Street doesn't become funny, kind of, until the fourth movie. And then...
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Horror movies suck.
They really do. This one, by the way, I looked at the box office, only made like $2 million on a $2 million budget.
Yikes.
So it's like, I don't know how they made 8 of them, but somehow, maybe Warwick Davis had just like some hidden pot of gold somewhere that he used to finance these things.
He's not actually in makeup.
Yeah.
He's in makeup all the other time. That's funny. That's good.
Yeah, no, it's great stuff right there. Our boy, you know, there were actually some people in this movie that we should mention, which not like, you know, stars, but Lucy from Twin Peaks made an appearance.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she did.
Ron Howard's brother was in this shit.
I've seen him everywhere. Oh, he's in like The Water Boy.
He's
a kind of a common character actor.
Your boy from Austin Powers was in this, right? What was his name?
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald made an appearance. And then the dude that played Morty was...
the senior at the nursing home from Seinfeld,
yep.
who, like, I'm blanking on his character's name.
I always forget his name, too.
But, ironically, Morty, Jerry's father, like, his arch enemy at the retirement home that ran against him for elected office and that gave Jerry the upside-down astronaut pen.
Yeah. Take the pen!
Take the pen!
Take the pen! I don't want the pen!
Nick's so lost.
You don't watch Seinfeld?
No, he doesn't like Seinfeld.
That's so weird.
You motherfucker.
I don't not like Seinfeld. I didn't like it as a kid.
You don't like Seinfeld.
I hated it as a kid. That's why I never watched it.
Uh-huh. And, well, maybe you should start. All right. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
Podcast. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thanks for joining us.
Drink and drive.
No, definitely.
How about, no.
Well, separately.
Yes. I almost got killed last year. On St. Patrick's Day for that reason.
Why? Because you were drinking and driving?
No, I was not drinking and driving, but some asshole almost, what's the word when you're driving and then they
hit you?
T-bone?
No, T-bone, yeah. Okay. Almost T-bone me.
Oh, really? Adam likes getting boned on the road.
Occasionally.
Just in your home?
What?
Just in your home?
I said on the road.
I know, but just in your home? You said you don't like it on the road.
I said Adam likes it
on
the road.
I thought you said I don't like it
on the
road.
What are you talking about?
Jesus. For the record.
Okay, ignore,
God!
Okay, ignore all of
listen!
It.
Listen!
Okay.
TooManyThoughtsMedia.com, TMT.media. Subscribe to Movie Hopping, The Neat Go Show, Why Is This a Thing, and Cultured, all on that website. iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff. Leave reviews, rate, review. Dude, you know what you're doing. All right. We'll be back next week for March of the Documentaries. Continue.
Or as it's commonly known as.
2 month documentary month with a brief hiatus for St. Patrick's Day.
There we go. Now, sweet. All right, I want me gold, everybody. Y'all been naughty?
Naughty.
Sorry.
Now, can we please say that in an Irish accent?
Naughty.
What
that was a leprechaun's naughty. Accent.
That was Warwick Davis doing an Irish accent.
That was like Irish parrot is what that was.
If I'd grown up on a farm and was retarded, Bruges might impress me, but I didn't, so it doesn't.
Shut up.
I'm going to strangle him.
You're out of your element.
Adam,
give me the microphone.
Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
He's our Donnie, right?
Definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Adam Anoush, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Fuck you.